go ahead and everyone take a deep breath. The center. Very nice. Very nice. I'm going to start our call today with the New Earth Consciousness. So I'd like to see, and I'd like you to imagine the New Earth, what you would call the heaven on earth, or the evolution of our planet above your head, connected to universal energy. And I want you to envision the most beautiful, integrated, functioning, loving planet you can. And I would like you to visualize the planet or the energy of the planet, if you don't see it, enveloping you and slowly moving down your body. And as it does, collective consciousness of old patterns, old ways of tribal influence, family influence, where we give our power to, are absorbed. Okay, some of you have very wide open crowns. I'm clearing that out. Just the right open chakra for you. Some of you have like a blown out chakra and do some repair work. Some of you are open all over your crown. It's beautiful. And we're working to the third eye. And I'll work the occiput at the same time, clearing, refining, rejuvenating. Adding light into the pineal and pituitary gland for rejuvenation and balance. Any attachments that you have, just simply float away. Now we're moving into the throat. We speak our truth and our empowerment, our knowing, our beautiful voices. Old tears, cries of pain, just deleting, upgrading, loving, absorbing, renewing. Letting the energy move through the shoulders and the heart and the lung area. Regeneration, rejuvenation. Blood pressure modulation and blood cleansing. Strengthening the kidneys to our process, the spleen, our stomach, our digestion. All the patterns of things we take in. I'll upgrade those to light and love.
Okay.
energy moving through the umbilicus area, the abdomen, balancing, stabilizing all the places we are inhibited and taking in our proper nutrition. I'll just love those whole. Moving into the hips and the alignment, the low back, the tailbone. Allowing the energy to soothe and absorb any toxic energy in our emotion, psychological, or physical body. Clearing the bladder, genitals, strong shame energy is being absorbed, purified. Energy moves down through the thighs. Seeing absorption of energies that are returning to the light, of course, the parts of ourselves that we belittle. Moving into the knees. Aligning the knees to the feet and the ankles. All the joints in the body. Just let things go. If you're standing up, you can kind of wiggle and move around. Let some of the energy move. With the New Earth consciousness completely surrounding you, we'd like to see it connected also to source, of course, a universal source. For some of you, that'll be galactic connections. The words don't matter as much as the energy and the feel of lightness and love. Universal, unconditional, pure love. Okay. All right. So I'm letting this energy be around the entire core of your body, absorbing out patterns that are ready to go, that are lingering, that have already been processed, but just have not quite left yet. Allow that just to move out and be absorbed. Balancing the upper and lower brains and communication. And the energy moves through you. Working on the meninges within the central nervous system. And the spinal fluid. We're balancing the body to the spirit, and the spirit to the body. And the body to the mind, and the mind back to the body, with a perfect balance between, communication between, where our spiritual experiences do not overwhelm our body. I'm mostly talking about negative experiences, but sometimes we open up communication or really high level energy where we're able to really merge with other people's experiences, and we're not quite ready to deal with that. So it overwhelms the body. So we're asking for balance for that and for those people involved in that right now. It's a beautiful thing in some ways because this assists us in surfacing what is also true for you. What we see happening in other people is happening to us if we're reacting to it in a certain way. So we can let go and we notice that what we're feeling is someone else's pain or someone else's pattern, but we also love the part of ourselves that attached to it and also has a history with that. So a deep breath. Okay, I'd like you to put your attention at your heart . We have an opportunity today to let go of things we've been carrying for lifetimes, for years. I'm bringing some energy within the heart of everyone. We're going to experience love today. Pure, unconditional love. Allow that to flow through your heart. For those of you who are experiencing sorrow, let's love the part of yourself experiencing that and invite that into your heart. Invite the part of yourself that feels sorrow into your heart from all time, spaces, and dimensions. Let it come in. If you don't feel like you have any sorrow to integrate, you may know someone experiencing it, and love the part of yourself that notices other people experiencing it. And invite that aspect, that fractured part of yourself back into your heart, and let's love it. Adding more light from source for everyone. Within your heart, I'd like you to make a sanctuary. And you can decorate it any way you'd like. I use scenes from nature and colors from nature. You can use any color you'd like. Crystals, you can use pools of water, waterfalls, oceans. Make the sanctuary in your heart. And feel the calm and the unconditional love. And when we're calm, we can center and balance and stabilize ourselves. So a lot of you have felt the energy shift with the solstice, with the holidays, with things happening around you. I'd like you invite the parts of yourself that splintered off, that are maybe floating around you or went to some other universe because it was too overwhelming, and bring those all back into your heart now. I want you to be as whole as you can today. And as they come in, these pieces of yourself or these floaty kind of cloud-looking parts of yourself, whatever you visualize, I want you to love and embrace it with unconditional love. So let's connect to unconditional love for those of you who would like a little assistance with that. And let's upgrade this energy for you, flowing through your crown and into your heart. I'd like you to ask for the part of yourself that's most ready to integrate and that's most necessary to integrate. Between now and the end of the year. So let's allow your heart to open and embrace the parts of yourself that you have rejected or that splintered off or that you judged wicked or evil or difficult, and allow those to come in and love them. Many of you have religious backgrounds or teachings where you were taught at the moment that you crossed over that you would be loved. With that same beautiful, loving energy, I'd like you to create a little more heaven on earth and bring that part in and love it. Our program is about loving the parts that splinter off, that disintegrate, that leave. And I'm going to go through that very thoroughly today for that alignment. We are love and light, and sometimes we make contracts or agreements, or sometimes we just want to experience other things, and parts of ourselves, empowered parts of ourselves, splinter off and have a whole different reality. Maybe they're an angry part. Maybe they're a tortured part. Maybe they're a victimized part. Take a deep breath. The way that we align to wholeness is to invite them back into our hearts and love them. This will empower you. This will help you experience your divine gifts and your loving self. Okay, go ahead and invite the part in. Some of you are choosing angry parts, parts you rejected, parts you don't even know about, because sometimes we have unconscious parts. It's okay, just whatever feels right, allow that to come in. And I want you to love it. Just hold the love and embrace that part of it. The patterns, the scripts, anything attached to it will just go away. And you'll get down to the essential aspect of you that's coming home today. Deep loving. We're at three or four going off right now. Let's see if we can get more. And once you get that exact part of yourself believing that you truly do love it and it's safe for it to come back to your heart, it will soften and integrate back to your soul. When that happens, you're going to have more love for yourself and other people. You're going to have more empowerment to make things happen. And you're now a wiser soul for this process. And I mean the whole process, the process that disintegrated and the part that integrated. And we can do this with every breath. We can bring bits and pieces of ourselves back that got scattered about. So take a deep breath. Allow our aspects to come into our heart. Okay, I'm feeling someone worried. Going to allow that part to come in. Very good. Love the part that worries. And the part that's confused. But today, I only want you to think of love and light. The part of you that feels separated from love and light, I would like you to invite that part back in. You might find it in any piece of the universe. You might find it when you were 2 years old. Invite that part in. When we feel desperate, we're separated from ourselves, but the desperation also represents a longing and a desire to come home. And this is what home feels like. Allow the unconditional love to be in your heart and let any parts of yourself that feel desperate or frustrated to come into the heart. I feel one part. I'm with somebody who is dancing around but not going through. So let's stay in the love. Allow the love. Allow the penetrating power of love to completely embrace the part of you that is confused, desperate, or frustrated. Keep going. This is a fire hose of love in your heart, and I want it to completely envelop those parts of yourself. Just love them. Accept them. It's the part of ourselves that we reject that can be used for other purposes, right? So bring them home. We're going to come back to this, but I'd like to take everybody to the place before they were born. And you can stay in your body, but I want you to allow your consciousness to go back in time to before you were born. I'd like you to look at your pregnant mother. If you were adopted, you can imagine who she was, or you can imagine the person that adopted you. Either way. Now I want you to imagine your mother as she was before she was born, all love and light. Totally love and light, not afraid, not worried about how she would feed somebody else. There's no concern about where you'll sleep or who you'll turn out to be. She is nothing but love and light. And she's not disintegrated anywhere. She is in her purest form. On behalf of your mother, whether she's here or past, can see her integrate all the parts of herself that are in doubt, that are worried, that are in pain, and allow all those pieces of her to come into the fire of love that is her. Very good. Now I'd like you to call in any pieces of yourself that were adopting your mother's patterns or pain. And I would like you to love those until all of those pieces are also to your original blueprint of love and light. Somebody disconnected from a false pattern, and that's perfect. This process will do all kinds of disconnections behind the scenes. Just stick to the love, and that's the way through. Okay. I'm feeling some people having the consciousness that they were believing things that may not have been true, and that's perfect. I want you to love that part. That is understanding that you are love and light, and finally getting that. All the parts of you that felt that you are not good enough or you may not fit in, I want you to love those parts. Sending love and light into your heart to integrate. Okay. Realigning, rebalancing all the parts of yourself that believe that you're anything less than whole and perfect. Let's love those parts. All the parts of you that adopted ancestry from your mother's side that doesn't serve you. So go ahead and integrate that. Love those things you know about. Allow the unknown things to also be loved. And the part of you that resists it, love that part too. Okay, from this place of love and light, you can bless the mother that brought you to earth and bless the child that came to the mother, and that's you. And we're strengthening all the connections, dissolving all the ones that do not work, anything less than love and light. I'd like you to see your father. And if you never knew your father, you can use a stand-in father or someone who was your father or one you imagine. We're going to ask that everybody have access to all the information they need and not to be overwhelmed by anything else. Those of you that are feeling trepidation or overwhelm, please invite those parts of yourself into your heart and let's love those home and into wholeness. Now, sometimes we sort of surround that part of ourselves with love. And when we're going through a lot of integrations quickly, sometimes that's what happens. And later, you'll find more things to love about it. So as I identify these, I want you to love them as deeply and completely as you can. And I want you to, right now, love the part of yourself that resists thoroughly loving all of yourself. Love that part. That thinks it should be cautious in love. And the part of yourself that's afraid to be rejected. I look down and I see the patterns of some of the fathers, and we're allowing them to be in their full light and love. And when we allow them to be full light and love, we recognize that some of them were too afraid to make their families work. And they were too overwhelmed. I want you to love the part of yourself that felt injured by that, that adopted it yourself, because there's nothing overwhelming about your love. Please love yourself now. All the parts of yourself that were connected to your father in ways that feel dysfunctional, I want you to love that feeling. That feeling, that part of you that felt your father could not be trusted and that he did not love you. Because even if your father loved you, he may have loved you less than what you needed or wanted. I want you to love that part that felt that, that wanted more attention. And give that to yourself. The parts of us that felt abandoned by our father, let's love those parts. The parts that felt ignored. I'd like you to see yourself in your full love and light. Where nothing but love and light exists for you. And your mother that way and your father that way. All together in a triangle. Some of you have sorrows coming up. I just want you to love the part that feels it, and it's okay to feel it. There's no shame in your feelings. Your feelings are just pointing you to what needs to be loved next. Your feelings are pointing you to what needs to be loved next. And whatever that is, invite that into your heart and love it. And love it just a little bit more. And a little bit more. So let's do a rebirthing process. I'd like to you to envision yourself in your mother's womb. And this time she is in full love and light. And so are you. All the memories, all the things you absorbed from the amniotic fluid that gave you information about your family and what the world was like, we're going to upgrade that. All the information that no longer serves you, just allow the light within the fluid to nurture you, to nourish you, and to love you. Allow yourself to be weightless within the embrace of the salty fluid. Those of you that got messages that the world was dangerous, let's love those parts. And I'm going to clarify this. There probably are many places the world is dangerous, but we don't need our alarm bells going off all the time. If they are, we're not able to discern where we need to be and what we need to do. We need to work this through so that we're loving these parts that are in old patterns. And then we're part of the creation that brings more love and light. We're just flipping the switch. So all the places where you have a pattern of being an alarmist, or being alarmed, or being in fear that doesn't exist, so go ahead and love those patterns and the part of you holding you in the pattern. Be the love that can embrace that pattern. Be the love that can embrace the part of you that is afraid. We all have them. At this point in our life, we want our relationship with our mother to be one where we are both love and light, and both independent and possibly interdependent. So anything that's codependent, or where someone has to be weak so someone else can be strong, I want you to love those patterns. Love them completely, and as you do, they will dissolve. And when they dissolve, you get more empowered, you feel more self-love, and you get the wisdom from having experienced it. Big breath. Going to take a pause and bring in more energy for everyone. A 100% infinite potential of your physical blueprint. Take this moment, floating in your mother's belly, to be able to upgrade all of the physical patterns that you brought in before you experience them. So the cumulative effects of experiences you have can be integrated and upgraded. All the beliefs that we had that we were going to get ill at a certain time, have a certain reaction, fall apart, get sick, die. Everyone's afraid of dying these days. I want you to love all those parts, because we're just hastening our demise when we think that way. So I want to love those parts, the alarmist part, the part of your finger that's always on the panic button, that part of you always pressing it. I want you to love that part. Here we go. 100% infinite potential of your physical structure. Coming in as you're growing, your heart evolves, your brain evolves, your muscles grow, your skin covers and protects, the nervous system ignites in harmony with your divine blueprint. This is stronger than any experience you've ever had with your physical body. Allow it to take precedent. Any physical patterns, emotional patterns, psychological patterns, learned patterns have an opportunity to be renewed in love. So invite the part of you attached to those programs into your heart and love it, and the patterns just evaporate. Going to include the pattern of giving your power away to someone else in fear or in codependency or in terror. The part of yourself that judges yourself weaker than other people. Love that part. Invite all the parts of yourself in that are experiencing this and love them. Wholly and completely. Love it through. Love it home. Some of you have patterns of mental illness within the family. Love the part of you participating in the pattern and that believes it for other people. Love the part of you involved in anger and that rejects the part of yourself that's angry. Invite the angry parts in and let's love them whole. This morning I had an email from someone who was rejecting the part of themselves that were angry and mad and were so mad they wanted a parent to die. Now, what's your first reaction to that? Are you judging this person? If so, I want you to love that part. Have you felt those things yourself and felt shame? I want you to love that part that felt the shame and felt the feelings. Bring the part of yourself in that feels shame, blame, anger, and love that part. And why do we do this? Because when we reject parts of ourselves, we become weak. And what we do is empower the part that's acting the way you don't want it to act. So let's bring it in and love it. And we do this because this makes us empowered, it makes us wiser, and it makes us beings of love and light. We are unconditional. There's nothing that we felt, nothing we experienced that cannot be loved whole. Now, why do I know this? I know this because love is the only thing out there. And love is the thing that moves this through. We can use the strength of the body to neutralize things, but if you want it done very thoroughly and completely, you want to love all the parts of yourself you're now rejecting and all of the parts of yourself that are sabotaging. Just bring those parts in. We all have a program of sabotage, split, and disintegrate. Invite that program into your heart now. I've had big ones. So just bring it in. If I talk to my part that likes to sabotage me, it has all kinds of stories for me about how we agreed to it, how this is the way things work, this is the way life works, this is how other people are doing it, and I'm very patient, and I love that part. And the more I love it, the more it realizes everything it's telling me isn't quite true. Because in that light of love, it can only be light and love. And that part of me that wants to hold on to that, I'm going to love it. And I want you to do that too. And when we give love and light to a part of ourself experiencing it, the woman who wrote me a letter said she was afraid she would empower it to be angrier. If we love it completely, the anger does not exist. Now, we can't just throw fairy dust. If we truly have a lot of anger and sadness and trauma, we have to love that part that experienced it. And sometimes that part has to express it, whatever it takes. Love that part. If you met a child that was lost and traumatized, would you say, I don't care about your trauma, let me throw some fairy dust on you? No, you would love the child, and you would allow it to express any way it needed, and you would love until it was finished the expression, and it caught the wave of your love. So with that, we'll expand the wave going through everybody's heart now. As we love the orphaned and lost parts of ourselves, invite those into your heart, and let's love them. Some of us have siblings or cousins that are very vexing or difficult, and I want you to love the part of yourself working on that through this holiday season. Okay, very good. Big breath. Scan your body. Any part of yourself that feels less than love, I want you to love it. The part of yourself feeling any pain, I want you to love the part that is feeling the pain. All right. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call today. If someone would like to go through the process with me, and that would be what we're doing, the integrating the parts, I'm very happy to talk to you. So, Kara, maybe you can lower the hands and then raise it again if you feel like you have a part of the process that you would like to go through with me, something that you're just having a harder time with. That's one of the reasons that we have sessions. Sometimes just having someone help facilitate gets us there a little faster. So much of it we can do ourselves. Before we come completely out, go ahead and invite all the parts of yourself in that are ready to integrate and love them whole. Okay, very good. Thank you, Kara.
You're welcome. You have two people who've, we're now up to six people who've either re-raised their hands or new people raising their hands.
Okay, great. So we are going to do the process. You know, I do a lot of different types of work, but from the temperature I was taking of the emails I'm getting, I feel like this is the most valuable thing I can give you today. And we'll have other calls where we go into more personal detail. So use something that we can use for the group. Okay, let's take our first caller.
All right. Dan in St. Louis.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Sherry. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I had a couple of things that one was, I carry probably about an extra 20 pounds.
Okay.
And I've got a little blurry vision.
Okay.
You know, seeing up close. So just those couple of things, maybe that might help the group too.
Okay. So how do you feel about the 20 pounds that you carry?
I think it's, I would say it's a little, because I'm an athlete, you know,
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of how it might like a maybe a sense of frustration or it, you know, a little shouldn't be. I think a lot of that has diminished because I know that I need to do that, you know, but it doesn't feel comfortable. I know that. I don't feel comfortable with it.
Okay. So, okay, the parts of yourself. So we're asking you that just because this helps other people. To start fine-tuning, how am I feeling about this thing I'm rejecting or not liking or uncomfortable with? So let's start with the easy one, all the parts of yourself that feel uncomfortable with the way that you look and feel. Invite those parts into your heart. And Dan, I'm also feeling like you're maybe carrying other people's discomfort. Does this sound right?
Yeah, I could be, yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So the parts of yourself that are carrying other people's discomfort, let's love those. And I want you to tell me when you feel a change with that love that you're pouring into that part. Or anything else that comes up.
It's just feeling, I think, calmer in my heart space.
Yeah, some of it integrated quite a bit.
Yeah,
I also got waiting. So all the parts of yourself that are waiting, love those parts.
Oh, my gosh, that's a lot there. I can feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. When we go into waiting or holding patterns, which sounds a little bit like, you know, extra weight, we're not moving, and the toxins in our bodies do not move. That's love. And perhaps maybe a little embarrassment. You know, you're an athlete and you're feeling like you shouldn't have this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that? Let's love those parts.
Yeah, I do.
And part the judges. the part that feels other people's judgment or expectation of other people's judgment. And I feel as that releases, Dan, it assists your hormonal balance in some way. Now, we've done a lot with this subject. There may be more, and I can tell you there's more. And as it comes up, just do exactly what we did. Just keep loving it down. And let's go to the blurry, the vision.
Okay.
Not being able to see. So let's love the part that's not seeing clearly. And I'm feeling a part that also feels limited by it. And let's love all the times you didn't want to see clearly. We don't fit in if we see clearly, really. So let's love those parts. If we're waiting for the world to change, sometimes it's easier just to blur the vision a little bit so we're not as frustrated. Love. I'm seeing anger at a situation. Are you feeling that?
As you said it, I felt that some tension in my eyes right away.
So. Yeah. Yeah, let's love that part. So with the body, when we have these emotions, we have these feelings, we have these disintegrated parts, they just sort of keep the body from its full potential. And so loving them whole is the process. So let us know how you're doing, Dan. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kara, who do we have next?
We have next, looks like it's a cell phone from San Jose in California.
Hello.
Hello, Sherry. Hi, Sherry. Hi. It's Julia.
Hey, Julia. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
Good.
So I have two things as well that I think kind of fit together. The first one is this not being heard.
Okay.
And that leads to such extreme frustration, anger on my part.
Okay.
And then the second one is this idea of, you know, not feeling like I'm enough for a quality romantic relationship, feeling like I need to earn it somehow, and it's never quite enough.
Okay.
Still struggling with those two parts, those two things.
Yeah, let's go into not enough. Let's everyone do this. This is very common in the human experience. Let's invite into your heart, into your sanctuary. So I want you to feel the unconditional love, the pure unconditional love. Let it flow. So are you enough in unconditional love?
I'm getting the word no.
Okay. And can you see the part of yourself that feels like that's a no?
Yeah.
Okay. So invite that into your heart. Everybody invite in our parts that feel they are not enough. Very good. How are you feeling?
Sad, starting to cry.
Good.
And I feel the little, it's like a little 3-year-old holding a teddy bear, and she feels very confused. You know, like she's where she's not supposed to be.
Okay. So let's love her and her teddy bear. Is she supposed to be in love?
Yeah, but she doesn't, it doesn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's very foreign.
Yeah. Let's love her until it's comfortable. So everyone invite in the part of themselves that's uncomfortable being loved. Because this is the part that feels like she has to earn love, or she doesn't add up, or she's not good enough.
Yeah, she didn't do it right.
Yeah. And what didn't she love? What didn't she do right?
She just wasn't right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was compared against her sister, and she always fell short.
Yeah. Okay, let's love that part that fell short and that was not as good as her sister. I'll disentangle her from all the false patterns so she can feel pure, unconditional love. Can you bring that in and offer that to her, Julia?
Yeah.
Good.
But my chest feels very constricted.
Yeah, it's the emotion that you're not expressing because you're on the phone. And you don't want to blubber.
Yeah,
blubbering is
right.
Okay. Blubbering is real, and blubber gets us to love. I just love that part. Yeah, the constricted part. So I'm sure you can see that if you felt like you could not live up to being as right as your sister, then in love relationships, then you also feel like other women are more right than you are. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. Like I didn't have the right hair. I didn't have the right, you know, skin color. I wasn't the right, you know,
yeah.
Nothing was right about me.
Yeah. And so, of course, you attracted that pattern back so you could love it whole. Right? So a boomerang pattern is something that repeats over and over and over again in your life. And why does it repeat? Because we're not done with it. We haven't completed it. We loved it a little bit. We understood it. We went to therapy. We got the entities off of it. All the things we do. But did we love it whole? Right? Did we integrate it? And when we do that, we're done. We're completely finished. And that part is in love. So how much love are you willing to give this part of yourself?
Intellectually, I feel like 100%, but there's just this underlying resistance that just still believes the old stories.
Yeah. Okay, let's invite the underlying resistance for you and everyone else on the call. Whatever you've got your hand up for or that you're holding a nut, going to hold your hand up for the resistance to loving that whole. I want you to put that in your heart and let's love that. Did you feel her shift?
I felt that feeling of what they said wasn't true.
Yeah. I had this vision of a little girl running towards you. So I feel like she's getting closer. Let's love her a little bit more. Let's make it a wonderful experience for her. She wants to be with you. She wants to be loved. Okay, full body chills here, so I want you to embrace her. I don't know why we have to do this one part, but I want you to also invite into your heart the part that felt that you did not have the right hair or skin color. Love that part. Okay, I want you to love the part that feels judged, chopped up, and wanting. Okay, back in your heart, Julia. Can you love it more? Julia?
Yes.
There you go. Coughing it out there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling pain. Yeah. I'm feeling pain on the left side. Like
the left side?
The outside. Yeah, around the left outside of my heart. I'm feeling pain.
Yeah, things are moving. Yeah. Okay, love the part that's feeling the pain. Okay, Julia, I'd like you to do some mirror work for me. Can you do that?
Uh-huh.
So every day, at least through the end of the year, I want you to look in the mirror, and I want you to decide if you love your hair, you love your skin color, and you are worthy of loving yourself and love and being loved by other people. And everywhere you feel, and you can see it, you'll see your eyes dart one way or the other. I want you to bring that part into your heart and love it, because you're at about 63% through this right now in this moment. And once we get you to 73, these integrations are just going to start snowballing and going faster and faster and faster.
Mm-hmm. And then just go ahead.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I want to be clear about this. I was doing some earth work for the last 3 weeks. And when I integrated several big things, and when I did, I had many other little things come up. I was above the 73% in the two, you know, after I did the big work that I was doing. And what happened was things just like 100 things in a day. Oh, there's an opportunity for me to love that part of myself. Oh, sorry, my dog's talking. If I walk by a mirror and I think, wow, you really could have brushed your hair today. That part of me that doesn't just love myself and brush my hair, right? Let's love that part. Oh, I think someone's trying to deliver a package. Hang on. Okay. My dogs don't like their hair brushed. Okay, so let's go to...
And I, quick thing, and then I already feel... like the resistance coming up in my sternum, lower sternum, or that's the solar plexus.
Uh-huh. And what does the resistance say to you?
That I'm going to look in the mirror and say I'm not good enough.
Good. That's fine. That's perfect. This time of the year is perfect for this. It comes up. It says you're not good enough. And that gives you an opportunity. That part has revealed itself to you. Mm-hmm. So that is your moment to love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is an opportunity. And that's what the earth game is sometimes, an opportunity to love things we haven't figured out how to love yet. Okay, and we're definitely seeing a lot of it now. And the things we thought we loved through, we figure out we can do it a little bit more and go a little deeper. And that's what's going on with you.
And then not being heard, is that part of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you're not right enough and good enough, who's going to listen to you?
Yeah. Yeah, makes total sense. Thank you so much, Sherry.
But it's also you listening to yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hearing yourself. And hearing that voice scream that you are not good enough. So love that part. Because it's lying to you, but it doesn't know better. Mm. It just doesn't know better.
That's really helpful.
Yeah.
Because I think I've been mad at it.
Yeah, okay. So,
instead of
So glad you said that. And I'll tell you why, because this is learned behavior, how we stay in separation. We get mad at ourselves for being fat. We get mad at ourselves for this. We get mad at ourselves for that. And then we keep ourselves in separation. And that's very much like when we grew up and our parents didn't think we were right enough, good enough, or compared us to other people. And they started separating and disintegrating our love and light. And so part of ourselves believed it and started experiencing it, and that became your pattern. So if we go back, and this is for everybody, to the moment before you were born, before you took on all of these patterns, that's where you're returning. That's what we're doing. We're saying, that was an interesting experiment, but that isn't even true. I am love and light, and I integrate that back into me. And what does that give you, Julia?
Wholeness.
Wholeness, exactly. More empowerment, more love, and wisdom, because you went through the experience.
Yeah, that's so helpful.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Kara.
Yes,
caller?
Absolutely. We have a cell phone in, whoops, not quite right, a cell phone in New York City.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good.
I guess my thing is I kind of had a difficult childhood, and I guess I recently came to the insight that I don't know if I've ever really known how to love myself.
Okay.
And I have two little girls, and I still feel like there's something missing. I love them, but it still feels like there's something missing, and I don't know what it is.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Layla.
Layla. All right, take a deep breath. And let's invite in the part that feels like you said something's missing, and the part that doesn't know how to love. But I think you do. So let's go back, and I want you to feel that unconditional love go right down your core.
Hi.
Right? And see it in your heart. Out the front, out the back, waves of love. So within the sanctuary, I want you to invite in the part of yourself that feels like it does not know how to love. It's confused. And it feels confused because it has not been loved. So can you love that part?
Yes.
Can you keep loving that part?
Yes.
Can you love it more? And I want you to love it until it's not even talking to you anymore. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling sadness, actually.
Okay.
I guess maybe a sense of relief about finally learning how to come back to wholeness.
Good. All right, so let's go ahead and love that part that's feeling sad. We're not judging it. We're just loving it and saying, I understand. I love you. Okay, let it flow. Keep it flowing. You said you had two little girls?
I do, yes. I have a 4-year-old and an almost 2-year-old.
All right. Now, the part of you that feels like you don't know how to love them, is that still true?
Yes, it still feels true.
Okay. Let's invite those parts into your heart.
Okay.
Streaming unconditional love. Right to heart that feels like it doesn't know how to love your daughters. Were you an unloved daughter?
It feels like it, yes.
Okay.
I was.
Okay.
I was sent away to school when I was 5.
You what?
I was sent away to boarding school when I was 5.
5.
Yes.
Take a deep breath. The part of you that was sent away, I want you to invite that part back. You bring that part back. She's carrying her little books, walking around a boarding school somewhere. Bring her back. Feeling rejected, denied, displaced. Love all those parts. You know, one of your daughters is getting close to that age, right?
Yes.
All right. So, of course, this would come up. So let's love that part of yourself that was sent away. And what would you say to that little girl when she came home to you?
I love you, and there's nothing wrong with you. It's not your fault.
Yeah, that's right. Let's keep loving her. Love her completely. Now, this part of yourself is very happy to be home. Okay. So can you, every day to the end of the year, love her a little bit more?
Yeah.
Invite her in. You might see her grow up. You might see all kinds of things. Or you'll know it's over because it'll be integrated and you won't think about it anymore. But until that happens, I want you to love it just a little bit more. And this will make you a great parent to yourself and parent to your daughters. Mm-hmm. And parent in the best possible way, because we're talking unconditional love parenting. Mm-hmm. Okay? Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
You're welcome. Hey, Kara. Shall we take another caller?
Sure. This is, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Oliveros in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry. Can you hear me?
I can.
Nice to speak with you.
Yeah, nice to speak to you.
Basically, I would like some help to clear some childhood trauma that I thought I made peace with a long time ago, but it's kind of been stirred up.
Yeah,
recently.
Okay. Sure.
It's, you know, I feel it's manifesting now physically and mentally. I, you know, have fear that the same thing's going to happen to my children, and physically, like in the sacral chakra area, I have, like severe PMS.
Okay, let's start with the fear. The fear of the trauma repeating, is that correct?
Yeah. All right.
All the parts of yourself, through all time, spaces, and dimensions, that have experienced trauma or are still afraid of it repeating, invite those into your heart. You're afraid to do that.
The fear paralyzes me.
Yeah, okay, that's it. Okay, so love the part of yourself that feels paralyzing or paralyzed, overwhelmed, shut down. Everyone, you can invite in the parts of yourself that resonate. Now, if you don't have that, I want you just to stay in love. No one has to pick up someone else's symptoms in this call. All right, just go ahead and love that part. So these parts of yourself are looking for a safe space. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. They don't know if it's safe to be home with you yet. And the more love that you flow through yourself unconditionally, the more these aspects are ready to come home and integrate again. Now, sometimes it's a process like what we're doing now, and sometimes it's just automatic. All right, so I want you to love yourself.
Okay.
Is it safe for them to come home? No. You don't feel safe, do you?
I guess not. I've just spent all my life kind of fighting.
All right.
Surviving.
Bring those parts back. There you go. The part that feels that it's not safe, we want to love that part. So remember earlier when I was talking on about the parts of ourselves that have the finger on the panic button all the time? You know,
yeah.
That's this part. So let it come in. And there's about 1,000 other little pieces of it. So I'm going to invite them all in to be loved. Your first step is the safety. All right. So I'd like you, between now and the end of the year, and as long as this feels right to you, to find anything that doesn't feel safe and just keep loving it. Are you safe in your home now?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a good time for you to bring in all of the parts of yourself that once felt this other thing. So when the safety gets there, you'll be able to quickly go through the trauma, the pattern of the trauma. So let's love that whole, the part of you holding on to the pattern of the trauma. There's some part of you that doesn't think it's breakable or changeable or transmutable. So I want you to love that part now. Do we have a session coming up?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I've given you lots of clues, and we've started the process on all of this, and I want you just to continue that flow of love. Can you set aside time every day just to feel the safety, the love for yourself and what you have been through?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because the more that you do that, the faster these things will integrate and the more you'll get the snowball rolling. And the more empowered you'll be, the more love you're going to have. And then you'll be able to assist. You said you had children you were afraid for?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to love those parts that are afraid for your children.
Okay.
And you want to love your children, right?
Yeah.
You don't want the fear to be the strongest thing you feel for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So I look forward to our session. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Kara, do we have someone else?
Absolutely. I'm opening the line for a name that I know is wrong, Adams from Austin, Texas.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. It's Patricia.
Patricia, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. This call has been amazing. I had some stuff just when the previous caller was talking about my thing right now, and I sent you a little email on it, is about expressing, which it has been all of my life, you know, expressing my there was a thing that came up just now with the previous caller about safety and expressing myself, and has a lot of something emotions to that, and I'm like, oh, there's something definitely, you know, connected there.
Okay. All right. So all the places that it's not safe to express, all the parts of yourself that feel that, invite those into your heart. Okay. So there's some walls around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's invite all the pieces. Sometimes it's helpful to just invite a little more, and you'll find little aspects of yourself that are further along in the process that help the more stubborn part. So invite them all in. Invite them all in. And invite in the parts of yourself that love to express. that are waiting for you to express.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now you've got a party in your heart, right? So
yes.
Keep loving that part. Love it. All the energies for safety and love. And expression. Okay. So all the times that you saw somebody express things that were not loving, love the part that experienced that. All the times you judge yourself for not expressing when you wanted to, love that. Very good. Patricia, we're loving you. We're loving that part. Okay. We're bringing in love for your heart, for your throat, for your lungs. How you doing?
That's a lot of good. I could feel like it was like prickly needles in my heart, my whole chest area, like just kind of like moved, but it moved through. It was just like,
right.
It's really interesting. I've not had something like that before, but it was like I mean things are moving for sure.
Yes, sometimes it's like that, and I do find when we get to the very bottom, it can be very intense, but then it's over quickly. We're kind of used to processing things slower, maybe not as dramatically, but then we're not quite done. So with this process, it is possible to go really intense and then done. So thank you for showing everybody that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling lighter. Yeah,
good.
Definitely.
Good. Okay, Kara, shall we take one more caller?
Sure. I'm just opening the lines for Rick in Artrosan.
Hi, Rick.
Oh, thank you. It's actually Myrna.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi. I'm so glad I got through.
Yeah. How are you, Myrna?
I'm much better. I'm good. It's been a fantastic call. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to hear that.
I've had this thing for the last few years where I was told by somebody I really respected that souls don't exist, and I can't shake that. And I don't know if my love of myself is strong enough to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, souls don't exist. So let's go to that moment that you were told that, and did you feel kind of shocked when you heard that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, we hear a lot of things from people. And I've heard them too, very interesting things. I want you to bring the part of yourself that was shocked the moment that you heard that. I want you to love that part. Now, you felt a separation. Tell me about the separation you felt when you had that shock.
That I didn't feel like there was anything to support me.
Ah, that all of your support dissolved?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's love the part that felt unsupported. So I want you to gather all the parts of you that ever felt unsupported for any reason and invite them into your heart. Some of them are numb. So let's love the parts that feel numb, indecisive, uncertain, And I'm going to also do a little body, mind, and spirit balancing for you right now. So I want you to also call in all the times you didn't support yourself and love those parts. Can you do that?
Yeah.
There you go. Keep loving. So let's love all the times that someone shocked you out of supporting yourself. Okay. It's a little bit like you think the earth is flat and then suddenly somebody tells you it's round or it's a triangle, right? That you have this sense that something is a certain way, but maybe you're completely wrong. And I feel like there was a bit of out of body with that. Let's love all the parts of yourself that left. Because if there's no soul, what's the point? Bring that in. Let's love that part. Are you still connected to this person?
To a degree, yeah. I mean, I really, and he's very well respected too in the community. So, yeah. So I still honor him for his beliefs, but I'm really trying to get through this for me.
Right. Okay. So he has his belief, and I can see that you're very strong in letting him have his. Can you be strong in letting you have yours? So all the places that you let yourself down by not holding on to your own truth, invite those into your heart.
There's a lot.
Yeah. This is giving up your identity, which is probably your soul work, for somebody else. So let's love that part that gives up on yourself. I think it really bothers you, the fact that you may not have a soul. Would you say that's true?
Oh, absolutely.
So let's bring in all the parts of yourself that are bothered by the fact you may not have a soul. And that's also connected to soullessness. What's the point? Zombies, all kinds of stuff. So just bring all that into your heart. Let's love it.
I really don't like zombies.
I know. I got a picture of The Walking Dead. What's going on with her? Okay, let's bring all those parts in.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me what you're feeling. I want this love to flow. Do you believe in love?
Yes.
Okay. So let the unconditional love flow through your heart. And what do you feel about those parts in your heart?
They almost feel like dead patches.
Uh-huh.
Soulless
patches, maybe?
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking, going, okay, let's re-enliven those suckers.
So all the places, all right, that you're holding things that are not living. Go. Come on. You can do it. There you go. Can you love it just a little more?
Yes.
There you go. And some more. Can you be universal love right now?
Yes.
I'd like you to also love the parts of yourself that could not speak up to intellectual, respected men. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Now, those parts are a little more angry. Did you know that?
I can hear them and feel them, yes.
Yeah, let's love those parts. So with you, it's like this choice. I disempower myself, or I have to be this raging, angry person to stand up for myself. Do you feel that dichotomy within you?
Yes, I guess I do.
So, yeah, it's like this flip, one or the other.
Yeah.
So I want you to love all of the parts that flip from one to the other. Let's see if we can get more integration on both of them, both ends of this polarity. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's slowly integrating.
Yeah, great. So I want you to stay with that until it's complete.
Okay.
And that's a nice piece of work there. You know, that's really getting back into your own empowerment, where he doesn't matter. Only you matter. And then there's also no conflict. Does that make sense?
That's how it should be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to get. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, Myrna. Hi. I'm ready for another
Hi.
Caller.
All right. We've got three more people lined up, and I'm just opening the lines for Wu Lai in New York City.
Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Kate. Thank you so much. And I'm having that hard time with losing my apartment and then having all the belongings ransacked, mm-hmm. and part of me is just like in this stuck negative place that just wants to cry and can't move forward. And then the other part is like, okay, it's just belongings. It's just my home. I should just move forward and not be upset, you know, like
mm-hmm.
not, like there's people that are going through so much more in the world and, you know, refugees and things. And so I shouldn't be so upset, and I don't know.
Okay. Kate, have you been on the call?
I was listening for, but I've been so tired. I haven't slept in days, so I was kind of on and off sleeping. So
okay. I want you to take a deep breath.
And listen.
Take a deep breath. And let's bring in the parts of yourself judging yourself that are upset that you're acting like a refugee, and the part of yourself that knows that you are a refugee. Can you stream unconditional love into those parts?
I'm trying. I feel like I've gotten kind of disconnected from love lately because I've been in such a negative space. Like it's harder
okay.
to connect with it more.
Here it comes. Love. I want you to feel unconditional love through all the quantum particles of your being. All through your heart. Very good. Kate, do you feel love?
Kind of. I'm trying to imagine my grandmother who passed away, but I'm trying to imagine her love.
Good, good. So let's turn up the amplification of it.
I just feel like I'm a bad person, so in some ways I don't deserve the love.
Well, the bad person parts, the part of you that you're rejecting because you feel like a bad person, let's invite that into your heart. I'm going to disentangle the parts of you and other people, okay? So the part of you that feels that you're a bad person, but I want it just to be you, not other people. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want you to love that part, that little girl. So what happens is you go from collapse to rejection of yourself. So when you're collapsing, you can't feel the love. It's harder to get it through, and you're not seeing your competency and who you really are and your own strength. So let's invite all the parts of yourself that are lost, that can't feel your own strength, that don't know your own power, back into your heart now. And then let's also invite the part of yourself that is blaming yourself. And that's very entangled in other people. So I'm going to disentangle it, and I want you to love that part. How are you doing?
Okay. I also have a lot of blame for other people in this, and I know I have to... Like, I just feel like that there's anger.
Mm-hmm. That's... Can you accept the fact that you feel anger? Would that be okay? And can you accept the part of yourself that's blaming other people?
Mm-hmm.
Because the more you reject those parts, the more you can't integrate them. And if you can't integrate them, you're not going to feel empowered or change. Does that make sense? So let's love all those parts.
And I'm just scared to go deal with it and file the police report. And I've canceled like 8 flights because I'm supposed to go, and then I just can't deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Let's invite the part that can't deal with it.
And then part of me feels like I should just give up and just lose everything. And then part of me feels like I should stand up for myself. So it's like,
let's invite all the parts of yourself that that want to stand up and the parts that want to give up. Invite them both into your heart now.
And can I somehow detach more from feeling like this is such a life or death situation? Like, I need to realize it's just belongings. It's just an apartment. And, I feel like I'm like thinking, like my body's acting like it, feeling like it's a life or death situation.
So earlier in the call, I'm hoping that you'll listen to it all. Kara's going to activate it pretty soon. We went through that part of ourself that has the finger on the panic button all the time and keeps the fear going and won't let up. So I want you to love that part of yourself holding you in the pattern. And it exhausts you. And when your adrenals are running really high and the hormones are running, then our body goes crazy and our mind starts looping. So let's love all those parts.
Yeah, I just have so much fear in my stomach, and I keep, like, occasionally I'll just feel like it's okay. It's, I can handle this, and then other times I just feel like I can't survive.
It's okay. I want you to love the part that feels like you can't survive.
That brings up lots of emotion.
Yeah, I love that part, Kate. Love. She's worthy of love. You don't have to deny that part of yourself the way your parents denied it for you, okay? I love that part. You're embraced by love, universal love. You have so much to offer. So I want you to love the part that doesn't feel like you have anything worthy. And the part that feels devalued. Check what else is going on here. Going to do some realigning on fear and love. So let's go through all the quantum particles that are feeling this fear and letting it go and lighting them with love. I'm hoping that we're talking soon in a private session, but I'd like you to love yourself every single day. Can you do that?
I'll try.
How about every hour? Could you do that?
Okay.
What about every half hour?
I'm trying to remember. I just get into this whole anxiety thing, and then I forget about everything else except the anxiety and fear. I'll try to.
Okay, bring in the anxiety part, the part that's feeling anxiety.
It's almost like if I don't have to go there and see all of the damage and devastation, and part of it just exists on pictures and not reality, but I know I have to face it.
Okay, the part that wants you to face it, I want you to love that part.
I don't want to face it, I just know that I have to.
Okay, the part that thinks you have to.
We'll file a police report, otherwise then things are just...
The part that doesn't want to deal with it. So every time I say something, you're judging yourself. So I want you to keep loving the part that judges yourself. Everyone on the call, bring in the part that's judging yourself. How are you feeling, Kate?
Better.
Good.
Thank you.
Take
so
care
much.
Of yourself. Now, this call is going to go active. I want you to listen to the whole thing because a lot of
it will.
Good stuff for you. Okay. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. Let's take another caller.
All right. And just a heads up that it's 10 minutes before 2 hours of our call time.
Okay. And so we need to make them short. Or the whole thing will fall apart, everyone. Okay. No one will get any recordings of it. All right. Let's go.
Caller from Australia.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Awesome call. So much of energy. And it was interesting when the last one came, when you said to bring in the part of you that criticizes or judges. I had this guy with a clipboard come into my sanctuary and says, you call this a sanctuary? I was really, he didn't approve at all.
Yeah,
man, amazing call. Yeah, we were totally in love school. Like I've never loved zombies before. It's really good.
Well, the part of yourself attached to the zombies, we can start there.
There's something, kind of headaches that I'm getting a lot when I'm traveling, like very often if we're traveling for a long time by car, many hours, or sometimes even if it's shorter, I get a big headache. And sometimes I start getting the headache maybe more. So something that's, yeah, kind of definitely challenging. And I don't.
Okay. I don't know if I lost you. Are you there? Okay. I might have lost.
Okay. Back.
Okay. So, I want to get to, so let's go into the part that resists the travel. Do you feel like sometimes you just don't want to be traveling?
Oh, God.
I love that part. Yeah. So what happens is I feel like some of your physical energy splits off and you go into resistance for travel. But then the guy with the clipboard, you know, keeps you on track. And so I want you to love all those parts.
I do get kind of motion sickness sometimes.
Right, because when we're in movement like that, it's almost like being on a boat and all of our resistance to the flow, certain types of flows come up. We don't feel quite as in control. They're really old, ancient things. So all the parts of you that are resistance, that has resistance to the movement and the vibration. And you really have a high, because you're a musician, a fine-tunement to that. And so you resist things that are not in a certain flow or way. So let's love all the bad music, all the bad flow, all the parts of you that don't like the movement that's out of sync.
That's really challenging. Loving zombies and bad music.
Yes, it is. But you know what? Once you do, that resistance will go away, and then I think you'll get a little more ease because you have, you know, a lot of the positions that you're working on are the ones that are locked in with a strictness, like a strict part of yourself, and that holds stagnation, and that can affect headaches. There you go. See, I want you to work on that. Let me know how it goes.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we can take one more quick call, and then we have to say goodbye because we'll be out of time. All right, so we have to make it
Alana.
Quick for the last person.
Okay.
Your
Alana.
Turn, oh, Alana. Hi, Alana.
Hi, Sherry. Okay, here's urinary tract spotting. And redness in the left eye. So it's red.
Okay, so we're talking
red.
Blood.
Yes.
And spotting. Okay. All right. So let's invite all the places, all the parts of yourself that feel afraid and pissed off.
Yes.
And resistant to your heart. The part that feels the pain?
Well, there is no pain. That's what's interesting.
Okay, the part that doesn't feel the pain?
Yeah, it's a quiet one.
It's like a low burning.
Very low, yeah.
Yeah, so let's love that feeling of that. That emotion, like a low burning anger, resentment. And release that from the bladder and all the parts of it that you're experiencing there. Love those whole. And the eye seeing red. It's some of the same.
Okay.
I think there's another part to the eye, but that's the part I can get for you right now. So
okay.
Go ahead and get all those parts into your heart. and the stagnant, there's like the stagnant flow, like you're intellectualizing everything. So let's let the heart just take over. Drop right in your heart and just invite them in and let this go really fast. All right, the part that hesitates to love. There you go. Alita, how are you doing?
Good. I'll just keep practicing that.
Yeah. Do you feel them in your heart?
Oh, I'll feel it later. I have that delayed response, you know.
Well, then love the delayed response.
I love the delayed response.
Yeah, every little micro moment of it will get you to exactly where you need to go. So everything you're feeling, everything you're not feeling, everything you think you should be feeling, and then it becomes very obvious what's going on, and then you get to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. Okay, everyone, thank you so much. I'm saying this at the end of the call, but we also had another call that was named the same call. Please listen to that if you haven't, because that is actually pretty aligned with this call, but it actually adds some different things. I didn't want to make them exact because everyone has access to both. All right. Much love to everyone. Happy holidays. And we'll open the lines and say goodbye.
In just a minute, we'll do that. If everyone or anyone has emails, you can send those to Sherry before the next call. And that goes to support@sherryphillipsswatek.com. That's support@sherryphillipsswatek.com. And from that, Sherry will be able to take the temperature of where people are and what they need, and she'll take those emails from tomorrow until the 27th. And with that, yes, I'm opening the call. So we can all see.
Thank you, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Wonderful
holidays.
Call.
Aloha.
Why are you away?
Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Tara.